The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 9th of September, 2008. It's the birthday of the novelist Leo Tolstoy, born on his family's estate in the province of Tula near Moscow in 1828. He led a wild life as a young man and then in his mid-30s decided it was time to get married. He fell in love with a woman of a family who lived nearby, Sophia, wrote his marriage proposal in a letter but couldn't bring himself to send it. That night, Tolstoy realized that who he wanted in a wife was someone with whom he could share his most private thoughts, and he decided if he was going to marry Sophia, he would have to let her read his diary. So they set the date for the wedding just a week away, and during that week she sat down and read the diary, excited at first, but then finally in tears, horrified by his descriptions of brothels and his affairs with peasant girls. But she said she forgave him for the past. He offered to let her call off the wedding if she wanted, but she couldn't. So they married. After marrying Tolstoy, Sophia discovered she had to live out in the country, and her husband wanted to live like a peasant in a very simple house wearing peasant clothes. Not easy for her, but for Tolstoy, the early years of his marriage were some of the happiest of his life. He settled down to work, and in the midst of his happiness, he wrote War and Peace, which came out in 1868, with his wife taking dictation and making corrections in the proof. She copied by hand War and Peace four times over. In 1872, Tolstoy heard about a woman who'd thrown herself in front of a train after the end of an affair. He went to see the body down at the train station, and it gave him an idea for a novel about a woman whose life is destroyed by adultery. The novel was Anna Karenina, 1875, in which the romance between Konstantin Levin and a young woman named Kitty was based almost entirely on the marriage of Tolstoy and Sophia. The book didn't get great reviews when it was published, now considered one of the greatest novels ever written, which begins, "All happy families are alike. Each unhappy family is unhappy in its own way." And today is the birthday of Paul Goodman, born in New York City in 1911, who taught literature but kept getting fired because he did not hide his bisexuality and also because he told his students to resist the draft during World War II. Underwent psychoanalysis, found it interesting, became a freelance analyst himself. By the late 50s, his life was falling apart. He couldn't get a job. No one would publish his books. He spent almost all of his time alone writing in his journals. And then in 1960, he published a book, Growing Up Absurd, about the alienation of American young people, which became a bestseller and made him famous. Here's a poem for today. A poem by Paul Goodman on his birthday, entitled, "I Planned to Have a Border of Lavender." I planned to have a border of lavender, but planted the bank, too, of lavender, and now my whole crazy garden is grown in lavender. It smells so sharp, heady, and musky of lavender, and the hue of only lavender is all my garden up into the gray rocks. When forth I go from here, the heedless lust I squander, and in vain, for I am stupid, and miss the moment, it has blessed me silly, when forth I go. And when, sitting as gray as these gray rocks among the lavender, I breathe the lavender's tireless squandering, I liken it to my silly lusting, I liken my silly, indefatigable lusting to the lavender, which has grown over all my garden, banks and borders, up into the gray rocks." I Plan to Have a Border of Lavender by Paul Goodman, from his collected poems, published by Random House, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life in Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. produced by Katrina Chikala and our technical director, Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor from A Prairie Home Companion, hoping you're having a good summer. We're going to have a wonderful summer at A Prairie Home with our big rhubarb tour, visiting state fairs and traveling all over the country with Susie Boggess, Fred Newman, the Guy's All-Star Shoe Band, Guy Noir, Private Eye, the News from Lake Wobegon, and so forth. For ticket information, you can visit us at prairiehome.org. The show we've always wanted to do, so we hope we'll see you this summer.